Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. This show is for the 9th of October, 2017. That is the 299th Word for Word show. We're going to be in the book of 1 Chronicles today, beginning in chapter 3. This is more of the genealogy. This is all about King Dawid and his sons, his family. And then we'll get into chapter 4, and that is the family record of Yehuda, or Judah. There is no J in the word. It's Yehuda. It means Yah be praised. Yahweh is praised. Chapter 3 is rather short. Chapter 4 is somewhat longer. It's 43 verses. We'll see how far we get. I don't like to stop in the middle of a chapter, but this is pre-recorded because I am at the Feast of Tabernacles. So I'm recording this prior to the feast. The whole set of shows during the feast is going to be pre-recorded. So I can enjoy myself in fellowship with all my brothers and sisters. I really need the break. Okay. Get a little fishing in. Sit around, drink coffee, and gab with Eli and all the guys and gals. And oh, yes. Let me clear my lungs and get started into chapter 3 here. All right. Get my magnifying glass. I can read all this tiny little print. Chapter 3 of the book of 1 Chronicles and verses 1 through 4. You can reference 2 Samuel chapter 3 verses 2 through 5. Verse 1. Now these were the sons of Dawid, not David, Dawid. The Jews put a V in there where it doesn't belong. It's a waw or a W, Dawid, which were born unto him in Hebron. Okay, he had sons born in several places. The firstborn, Amnon of Ahinoam, the Yisraelith. The second, Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelith. That's Carmelitis. If you're reading along in the King James, I'm going to be pronouncing the names as they are in Hebrew, so you will become more familiar with the sound of the Hebrew and the names. The names are butchered in the King James. Nothing like what they are in the Hebrew. They're terrible. The third, Abishalom of Maakah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adoniah, the son of Haggith. Verse 3. The fifth, Shephatia of Abital. The sixth, Ithkriam by Eglah, his wife. Verse 4. Now you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And 1 Chronicles 29, verse 27. On verse 4. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years. And 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. He moved from Hebron to Jerusalem. Okay, now we have verses 5 through 8. Verse 5 by itself, you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3, and verses 5 through 8, you can reference 2 Samuel 5, verses 14 through 16. This is after he moved to Jerusalem. Verse 5, and these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Shlomo, four of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Okay. Now, let me look. Bathshua is daughter of wealth. Okay, that's the same as 1339. It's 1340 here. It means daughter of wealth, the daughter of Amiel. And Amiel means people of God, okay? And several people have that name. Okay. Now, verse 6. These are more of Dawid's sons. I keep saying David. I was raised with that, and it's hard to break that habit because I was raised with a mispronunciation, as were almost everybody. Nobody really knows it's Dawid. Verse 6, more kids, children, pardon me. Ibhar, also Elishama, and Eliphelet. Verse 7, and Nogah, Nepheg, and Yafia. And Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9. They had 2 Elishamas and 2 Eliphelets. Okay? This is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl. Oh man. Woo! Boy, these genealogies are fun. Not. Verse 9. These were all the sons of Dawid, beside the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. Okay. Here's Solomon's family record. Shlomo. Okay, that's how you pronounce it in Hebrew, not Solomon, Shlomo. And Shlomo's son was Rechabam, Abia his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son. Joram his son, Akaziah his son, Joash his son, Amatziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Akaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh, actually it's Kizkiyahu his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Yoshiahu his son. And the sons of Yoshiahu were the firstborn, Yochanan, the second, Jehoiakim, and the third, Zikiahu, and the fourth, Shalom. Now we're up to verse 16 here. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Sidkiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, Asir, Salat, Shealtiel his son, not Salathiel, it's Shealtiel, Machiram, and Pedaiah, and Shen Atzar, Yekamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. Verse 19. And the sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, Chananiah, and Shelomith, their sister. Verse 20. And Kashua, and Ochel, Berechiah, Kasadiah, Yushab Kesed, 5. And the sons of Cananiah, Pelatiah and Yeshiah, the sons of Raphaiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shekaniah. Verse 22, and the sons of Shekaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Katush, and Yigaal, and Bariah, and Neariah, and Shaphat. 6. Verse 23, and the sons of Neariah, Elionai, and Kiskiah, and Azricam, 3. And the sons of Elionai were Hodayahu, and Eliashib, and Pelaiah, and Akub, and Yochanan, and Deliah, and Anani, 7. Now we get into chapter 4. We finish chapter 3. These are the people from Yahuda, not Judah, Yahuda. Yah is praised. Okay? They changed that name to take out the holy name of Yahweh. There was no J in the alphabet. And there was no J in the English alphabet in the beginning. but they have manipulated the text, and they used the term Judah, which is a false term, to come up with Jew. It's a manufactured word. The name is Yahudah. Yah is praised. The sons of Yahudah, that's verse 1 of chapter 4, Peretz, Ketzron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. Verse 2, and Reiah, the son of Shobal, begot Yachath, and Yachath begot Ahumai and Lachad. These are the clans of the Zorathi, the Zorathites. Verse 3, and these were of the father of Etam, Yisrael, that's not like Yisrael, it's spelled Jezreel, and Yishma, and Yidbash, and the name of their sister was Hatzelelponi. Boy, that's a tongue twister. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Beit Lehem. That's the house of bread. There's a lot of identical names in a lot of these. Like the name John. There's a lot of people in our society named John. Well, there are 7 people in the Bible named Jehoshaphat. Okay? A lot of people named Yehuda. The book of Jude in the New Testament is actually the book of Yehuda. There was a man, one of the disciples, named Yehuda. They call him Judas Iscariot, the traitor. It was Yehuda Iscariot. Yehuda, a man of Kerioth. And he was the devil that Yeshua Messiah called out. Because Kerioth, the city of Kerioth, was on the Edomite border. So he, Yehuda Iscariot, was an Edomite. A devil, like the Edomites today. And continuing on in verse 5 of chapter 4, and Ashkur, the father of Tekoa, had 2 wives, Kelah and Naara. And Naara bore him Akuzam and Hefer and Temeni and Ha'akashtari. These were the sons of Naara, the woman, okay? And the sons of Kelah, the other woman, were Zereth and Zokar, not Jezoar, Zokar. It's number 6714. And Ethnon. See, they had a mistake. They had the wrong name in the King James Version. Verse 8. And Kotz begot Anub, and Zobeba, and the clans of Akarkel, the son of Harum. Verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. That's verse 9. Let me dial down to verse 9, chapter 4. Let's see what the meaning of that All right, so, Jabez means sorrow, okay? That's what it means. So, I bore him with pain, or sorrow, 6090. Verse 10, and Jabez called on the Elohe Israel, that means the God of. Elohe is plural possessive. Okay? The God of. Elohe. Saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Okay? And enlarge my territory, and that your hand might be with me, and you would keep me from evil, that it may not pain me. That's 6087. Okay. And Elohim granted him, that means made it to come or to take place, that which he requested. Verse 11. And Caleb, the brother of Shuhah, begot Machir, which was the father of Eshton. Let me clear my lungs again. I've run out of breath. Oh boy, a little sip of water here. This print is so small, I'm using a magnifying glass to read it. It's like number 14 or 15 print. It's small. And Eshton begot Beth Rapha, and Paseach, and Tekina, the father of Ir Nachash. Well, that has Nachash in it. So let's look that up. The city of a serpent. That's what I thought. Ir Nachash. Ir is city and Nachash is serpent. These are the men of Rechah, the Rechabites. Verse 13, and the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah, and the sons of Othniel, Chataph. Verse 14, and Meonatai begot Ophrah, and Sariah begot Joab, the father of the valley of Karashim, for they were craftsmen. Okay, that's 2798. Let's look that up. Karashim. Valley of Craftsmen. All right. Verse. That would be Ge Karashim, because Ge is valley. and the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Remember Caleb with Yahshua that crossed up, were the only ones that were righteous in the eyes of Yahweh, because they wanted to cross over and take the land and the rest of them wouldn't, so they had to wander for 40 years, and Yahshua finally brought them into the promised land when Moshe passed away. Caleb, the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Eru, Elah, and Naam. And the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Yahalael, Ziph, and Ziphah, Tirah, and Azarael. Verse 17, and the sons of Ezra were Yether, and Mered, and Epher, and Yaalon. And she conceived Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishbak, the father of Eshtemoah. Othniel, in that verse 13, was the son-in-law of Caleb. And in 1381 BC, he became the first of the judges. You can reference the book of Judges 3, verses 9 and 10. So this is your history unfolding here. That's who all these people are. They're all mentioned throughout Scripture. And his wife, Yaudidia, a woman of Yauda, that's what that means, bore Yered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko. Okay, there are three Hebers. It's confusing. They have all these first names. And a lot of them have the same first name. You have to go by the father to find out who they are. And Yakuthiel, the father of Zanoach. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Parao, which Mered took. Okay, she was the daughter of the Pharaoh of Egypt. And the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister of Nacham, the father of Keilah, the Garmi, that's Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maakathi. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon and Rina, Ben Canaan, and Kilon. And the sons of Yishei were Zoheth and Ben Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Yauda, now these were Canaanites, okay? Because he had these by the Canaanite woman. The Shelonites were mixed breed Canaanite seed line. Were he named that after his brother, the father of Lecha. Laada, the father of Maresha, and the clans of the house of them that worked in fine linen of the house of Ashbeah. They were half-breed Canaanites. And Joachim and the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Saraph, who ruled over Moab. Okay? Saraph that ruled over Moab, because Moab was conquered territory with Israelites living in it. So Ruth wasn't a Moabitess. She was living in the conquered territory of Moab, but she was an Israelite woman. And Yashubi Lachem. And these are ancient things or matters. Verse 23. These were the potters and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. So the Canaanites were workmen. And the others. This is Shimeon's family record, that Simeon in the English, which is incorrect. The sons of Shimeon were Nemuel, Yamin, Yarib, Zerach, and Shaul. Shalom, his son, Mibsam, his son, Mishma, his son. And the sons of Mishma, Chamuel, his son, Zakur, his son, Shimei, his son. Verse 27, and Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their clan multiply like to the children of Yahuda. Verses 28 through 33, you can reference Joshua 19, verses 2 through 8. This is where they all lived here. Verse 28, and they dwelt at Be'er Sheba, that means the well of Sheba, and Molada and Katsar Shual, and at Bilha, and at Etzem, and at Toldad, and at Betuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Ma'ar Kabot in Katsar Susim, and at Beth Biri, and at Sha'arim. These were their cities unto the reign of Dawid. That's where they lived. And they all lived there until King David came about, okay? Dawid. Oh, boy. Let me see how long chapter 5 is. I hope it's not all. Oh, it's a huge chapter. Man. I won't be able to get all of that done. Verse 32, and their villages were Atam and Ayan, Rimon and Tochen, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages were round about the same cities unto Baal, that's the name of a city. These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Meshobab and Yamlech and Yosha, the son of Amatziah, and Yoel and Yehu, the son of Yoshibian, of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and oh boy, El Yoenai and Yaakoba and Yoshakya and Asaya and Adiel and Yesemiel and Benaya and Ziza, the son of Ishifi, the son of Alon, the son of Yediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These, mentioned by their names, were chiefs in their clans, and the house of their forefathers burst forth greatly. In other words, they had a lot of children. Verse 39, and they went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the sunrise side of the valley, to seek pastures for their flocks. And they found rich pasture and good, and the land was wide of hand, in other words, very broad, and quiet and peaceful, for they of Ham had dwelt there before. Now that's Ham, one of Noah's sons. Okay. Verse 41. And these written by name came in the days of Yechizkiah, king of Yehuda, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and exterminated them unto this day, and dwelt in their place because there was pasture there for their flocks. They killed the Hamites. And some of them, even of the sons of Shimeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their heads. There we go. I had a piece of whiteout chip off. Having for their heads, Palatia and Nearia and Rephaiah and Uziel, the son of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amaleki that were escaped and dwelt there unto this day. Now on verse 43, both Shaul and David had won great victories over the Amalekites. You can reference 1 Samuel 14, 48, and 15, verse 7, and 2 Samuel 8, verse 12. I don't know how far I can get in chapter 5. It's 38 minutes into the show, which gives me about 20 minutes. And I have 41 verses. I can do it. Let's do chapter 5. This is Reuben's family record. Now, Reuben means I see a son. Reu, I see, Ben, a son. Now, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, he had sex with one of his concubines, his birthright was given unto the sons of Yosef, the son of Israel, and no genealogical record after the birthright. Verse 2, and you can reference Genesis 49, verses 8 through 10. For Yehuda prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the scepter, but the birthright was Yosef's. Verse 3, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hetzron and Carmi, the sons of Yoel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah, his son, Re'iah, his son, Baal, his son. And that is not the god. That's just the name. It means possessor. Okay. Verse 6. You can reference 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 29. Be'erah, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Asher, that's Assyria, carried into exile. He was the chieftain of the Reubeni, that's Reubenites, and his kinsmen by their clan when the genealogy of their lines of descent were the head, Ya'iel, Zechariahu, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Yoel, who dwelt in Aroer, even unto Nebo and Baal-Meon. And toward the sunrise he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Perath, and they call that Euphrates today. That's the great river. Because their livestock had multiplied in the land of Gilead, and in the days of Shaul they made war with the Hagri, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents upon all before the sunrise toward Gilead. This is God's family record. God means luck, and it's one of the sons. And the children of God dwelt opposite to them in the land of Bashan unto Salcah. Make sure I haven't turned two pages. Okay. These stick together after a while. Yeah, verse 12. Yael the chief and Shaphan the next in rank, and Ya'anai and Shaphat in Bashan, and their brethren of the house of their forefathers, Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheba, and Yorai, and Yachan, and Ziah, and Eber, 7. Verse 14, these are the children of Abikail, the son of Kuri, the son of Yaroach, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Yeshishai, the son of Yachdo, the son of Buz. Verse 15. Achi, the son of Abdeel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their forefathers. And they dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the pastures of Sharon, upon their borders. Verse 17, all were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Yehuda, in the days of Yaroboam, king of Israel. That's after they had split. These are the eastern tribes' army. The sons of Reuben and the Gadi, that's the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of sons of valor, men able to bear buckler and sword and to bend the bow, and learned in war, were 44,760 that went out to the war. That's all their armed men. They were the battle troops. I need a little water here. And they made war with the Hagri, those are the Hagarites, and Yetur, and Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagri were given into their hand. and all that were with them, for they cried out to Elohim in the battle, and he was entreated of them because they put their trust in him. Remember that, Israel. They put their trust in Yahweh and they prevailed. Verse 21, and they took away their livestock, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of asses 2,000, and persons of Adam 100,000. They had Adamic people there, and they took the Adamic people and brought them in with Israel. They didn't want the Hagrites to have these Adamic people as slaves. White slavery, okay, just like today. Verse 22, for there fell down many slain because the war was of Elohim. Elohim fought for them because they called on his name. And they dwelt in their places until the exile. Then they shipped all of them out, because they were Yahweh worshipers in those days. And when they got away from that, things fell apart, like things are falling apart today, because the majority of Israel, now I'm not talking about Christian identity, I'm talking about the Judeo-Christians, are not Yahweh's worshipers. They don't call on his name, they call upon the Lord and God. And their religion is interspersed with Talmudism. And this is a recounting of Eastern Manasseh's history. Verse 23 of chapter 5. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. They increased from Bashan unto Baal Hermon, and Seir unto Mount Hermon. Verse 24, and these were the heads of the house of their ancestors, even Epher, and Yishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Yeremiah, and Hodaviah, Yahdiel, mighty men of valor, of men of name. They had a name for being a warrior, and heads of the house of their fathers. Verse 25, listen to this. And they transgressed against the Elohim of their fathers, that's Yahweh, and went a whoring, that means worship, after the Elohim of the people of the land, whom Elohim destroyed before them. They went into paganism. What does that sound like today? Same thing. And the Elohim of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, P-U-L, the king of Asher, that's Assyria. Not Syria, Assyria. And the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Asher, and he carried them into exile. That's the Assyrian captivity. The Reubeni and the Gadi and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Kalak and Khabar and Khara, and to the river Gozan unto this day. Right then they were still captives. And you can reference 2 Kings 15, verse 9, 2 Kings 15, verse 29, and 2 Kings 17, verse 6, on verse 26. Now this is Levi's family record here, not Levi, Lewi, actually Lewi, The Jews put in a V instead of a W. They've changed the language. They've messed with it. This is 527. It normally would be still in chapter 6, but in the Hebrew, chapter 5 has 41 verses. And the 16th verse of chapter 6 is actually the first verse. So we're going to finish chapter 5 here. This is not the same order as in the King James. This would be chapter 6. Well, it is not. It is still chapter 5 in the Hebrew. See, they even changed the English version, changed even the chapters. They messed with it. This would be verse 27. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, Merari. And the sons of Kohath: Amram, Yitzchar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the children of Amram: Aharon, and Moshe, and Miriam. There's Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons also of Aharon: Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Verse 30, Eleazar begot Pinchas, and Pinchas begot Abishua, and Abishua begot Buki, and Buki begot Uzi, and Uzi begot Zerachiah, and Zerachiah begot Merioth. Merioth begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Achitub. The list of high priests covers 860 years between the Exodus and the fall of Jerusalem. Okay. Not included are the descendants of Ithamar. He held the priesthood between the transition between the judges and the early kingdom of Israel. We'll just move on here. Verse 34, which would be verse 8 in chapter 6 in your King James. And Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Ahima'atz. And Ahima'atz begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Yochanan, and Yochanan begot Azariah, same name, named him after daddy. And Azariah is the one that executed the priest's office, in other words, performed the duty of the high priest in the house, the temple, that Shlomo built in Jerusalem, in Solomon's temple. Verse 37, which would be verse 11 in your King James in chapter 6. And Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub, another Ahitub. And Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Shalom, and Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah, another Azariah. And Azariah begot Sariah, and Sariah begot Yahatzadok, and Yahatzadok went when Yahweh carried into exile Yehuda and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And that ends chapter 5 in the Hebrew. It's into chapter 6 in the English, okay? But that is not the way the book was arranged. They have changed the chapter, etc., etc., etc. So we've got chapters 3 through 5 done for today. On Wednesday, after the Feast of Tabernacles is over, I will have another pre-recorded show because I will be leaving from the campground down there and be traveling during the day. So Wednesday we'll begin with chapter 6 in the Hebrew order, which would be verse 16 in your King James. So I will beginning there on Wednesday the 11th. And I will say Shalom Aleichem to you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Talk to you on Wednesday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Song. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong, because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance.